Hey there, this is 1902, driver 8866, heading westbound on Southeast Duke. I have a passenger who is intoxicated, yet acting calm. They got on and then noticed that they had thrown up on part of their pants and sweatshirt. I just had a quick question about that.
Okay, what's your question?
So even though there is a little bit of a smell, she did not throw up on the bus, and my sense is that, you know, we don't ask anybody to leave the bus because they might have a little puke on their clothes. So I assume that's correct, number one. And number two, do we only ask them to leave if they feel like they're about to get sick again?
So since she's already on your bus and she may have a little vomit on her, since she's not causing any problems, we'll let her continue to ride with you. If for any reason she starts to act up, we can ask her to be bored.
Copy that. Yeah, I kind of assumed that would probably, inferred that was probably the correct, you know, way of judging the situation. She's asking for some kind of hospital to go to, but we'll see if I can drop her off somewhere that's between here and Providence. But we'll see. But other than that, it's not a big deal. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You guys have a good night. I'll call back if I have any further questions. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, if you have any problems with her, please call us right away. Once she does deboard, please check the area and make sure that there's nothing left behind, and send us a ready for service.
Yeah, copy that. That sounds great. I was thinking that same thing because earlier just called because, excuse me, I thought that would probably classify as biohazard, possibly. So, and I have some I also brought along some little, cleaning wipes with, a tiny bit of alcohol in them, so I could also use those just in case. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much again, and I will let you know and keep you updated. Appreciate it. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye.
That sounds like a good plan. You have a safe night out there at 2225.